Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. We have a guest on today talking about a super important topic. And, in Canada, winter's on the way, and our guest Janine and I were talking about how cold it gets here in Canada, scary cold. But whenever our pets take off from our backyard, and we hope that they don't do that, but there might be an occasion, weather can become a really scary thing for getting our pets home safely and quickly. And today's guest is going to be talking about an incredible product, Twego Tags. And you'll learn about what those are, and our guest today is Janine Berger Delay, and she has a dog named Milu, and I'm going to get Janine to tell us a little bit about the inspiration about Twego Tags, why pet ID is so, so crucial in ensuring our pet safety all year round, and the importance as well of responsible, loving pet care. So welcome to the show, Janine.
Thank you, Charmaine.
Great to have you, and it was great talking to you before we came on live about the inspiration for Twego Tags, and I always love to ask that question. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about Twego Tags, the inspiration for that, and a little bit more about yourself.
Sure. Well, the inspiration came, we adopted our very first pet as an adult a little over six years ago, and just like all other new pet parents, we didn't know what we were doing. So, from training to food to, oh my God, this dog's staring at me and what do I do, right? And so you start to quickly learn about identification, and that becomes very important. So we had our pup microchipped. And I thought that was brilliant, right? And then until you learn that the microchip actually is only good if the dog ends up at the shelter or at a vet.
And right, somewhere where they can scan it.
Correct. And then also our municipality here in Hoboken, New Jersey, requires us to carry a tag that identifies him that he has had his rabies shot every 1 or 3 years, I can't remember.
Right.
And just the regular identification form, or the regular ID tag. And I went through, I can't tell you how many different ones, and I didn't like any of my options. For various reasons, I didn't like the noise of the metal tags.
Mm-hmm.
I had spent a great deal of money getting his collars embroidered to grow out of them quicker and
right.
quicker. So we ended up writing on his collar with a Sharpie. We did ID tags and taped them. I did some things at various different locations, and nothing really was my solution. And my background was product development. And I've been in the product development business in the toy and baby world for many, many years. And I said, I can solve this. Here's the problem. I know how to make products. So I went to sketching something out with my husband, and then we made some prototypes, hand prototypes with Play-Doh, and just starting to play around with different things and different options, and that's how Twego was born. And what it is it's simply a silicone pet ID tag that has a special backing on it that you can write on with a ballpoint pen. And then you boil it, and it seals the ink. And then what happens is you just attach it to any O or D ring on the collar, and it doesn't make any noise. So as I started to develop, it took a while to get there. And as I started to develop, new interesting things had happened. You talk about the weather in Canada. Hoboken had some severe weather issues as well with our floods and people not being able to get back to their homes, and their pets were in the house for days on end or got out of the house. Those things actually really did happen. And we used to take our dog's collar completely off when he was inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
So the Tweaker Tags actually offers a solution, a quiet solution, to be inside the house with your animal or pet, and you don't hear anything.
Well, I just love that you brought up the noise issue, and you've raised a really super important point here, Janine, because I would agree with you. I mean, most pet families, the dog comes inside, they take the collar off, usually because of the noise, the jingling. And certainly, you know, if the collar didn't come off, then at bedtime, when your fur baby's laying on the floor next to you and turns over or does the scratch, that's when that collar comes off for sure. And so your example you gave in a situation of a natural disaster, here's these dogs now who may be without their tag, and if they're not chipped, and, you know, in rescue efforts, there is so much going on. So this is a way of making sure those dogs make it back to their family quickly and safely.
Yes. And the other thing that I also learned quickly is that we all have pet sitters.
Yeah.
Or dog walkers, all of the doggy daycares and the pet daycares that are coming up. It's super easy to take a Tweaker tag and have one for everybody.
Right.
Right? So then your dog walker has their telephone number on it, and possibly even yours. You can have both of them on there.
Mm-hmm.
You can all, so you are reachable. They are reachable, and the immediate need is there, is met.
Fabulous. And I think the other feature that you talked about that's so unique with Tweaker Tag, Janine, is the fact that you mentioned that you can actually personalize that tag using a ballpoint pen, and then the process as you boil the tag, it locks in the ink. And I've never seen that before, where you can actually personalize it in that way.
Yeah, no, it for a pet ID, it is the first of its kind, yes.
Wow, very cool. And the fact that you can personalize it, you've got a tag for everyone, I just think that's so important. And, you know, we're seeing more and more people, I think, stepping up and getting all the ID process they need for their pets. And you just alerted me to something else that's important to me when you were talking about having the different tags for the different experts in your life, your trainer or your pet sitters, your dog walkers. I imagine it's hugely important to make sure that we're updating the tag if we move, change phone numbers, which people do a lot now.
Absolutely. And also, when a pet goes home, the first few days of its home life are the ones that when the dog, the pet may, I keep saying dog, I mean pets, because this is still good for cats as
Perfect.
Well, but they actually, for the first 3 days in their new home, that's when you're at most risk for them to run away, because they're confused. They don't know exactly what's going on, right? And typically, we wait. You know, if you go to your local store, you may or may not have an option there to take home a tag right away, and it'll take a few days before it arrives. You may or may not be located to one of the bigger stores that do have one.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is great for shelters, for anybody who's, you know, in the business of puppies or and or adoptions. This is great for them to give to their customers that are taking their pets home right away. It can serve as a long-term tag. It can serve as a short-term tag. It can serve as a vacation tag. All of those needs. And it's, you know, it's so simple. It's just simple.
It's simple. I love simple. And you keep giving me ideas here. So we go away on vacation, and a lot of people will often have their home phone number or work phone number on a tag, because when you're at home, that's where you can be reached. But on vacation, we don't always have our cell phone number listed on the answering machine message. So you're just reminding me about the whole concept of traveling with our pets, that there's advantages to having more than one tag. And so if I'm traveling with our Toby, we've got to have our cell phone on there because that's where we'll be reached if we're traveling.
Right. And then just to talk about the bend on the animal as well, animals are super, super sensitive to sound, right? They have a very good hearing. And just imagine you walking around with that ding, 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 24/7.
Like a big noisy necklace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of people don't realize what noise anxiety can do for the dogs. Or, you know, one of the instances is when they go to eat and they have a metal bowl and their tag hits the bowl. And you may notice that the pet takes their food out and eats it somewhere else. They're avoiding the noise of their tag hitting the bowl. I have a neighbor upstairs and she has two yappy dogs. And it's very funny to listen because they're upstairs. She doesn't let them see the outside, you know, the windows. She doesn't have access to the windows. But they hear the tags of the dogs coming. And they start barking. Bark, 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 until they're gone.
Wow.
It is amazing to listen to that. And people can go and buy, boom, 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 not a problem. It's they listen for that noise, and that's a trigger.
Right.
And sometimes that's a good trigger, and sometimes it's not so good.
Well, I think what's important here that you're sharing, Janine, is just something that probably many of us have never thought about, that if we have a dog with any anxiety type issues, and we did have a dog in our life who we loved dearly and huge anxiety issues and just very anxious around different noises. And it's so interesting you raise the noise of the tags on the metal dish, because our dog actually used to do that, take his food out and go and eat it somewhere else. And we just thought, wow, isn't this odd behavior? And and now I'm thinking, wow, there was probably a reason for that, and it wasn't always, he didn't do it all the time. So it's interesting getting me thinking about Toby Sr. and wondering if he was removing his food from the bowl because the tags were banging on it and it was creating some either, you know, frustration for him or anxiety. So I love that you're talking about the whole concept of how we can actually reduce anxiety in our pets, our cats and our dogs, by having a different type of collar and tags.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I love this product. I think this is just amazing. Any other tips for us, Janine, about responsible pet care or making sure our pets are ID'd in a way that we can always get them home and keep them safe?
You should always have the three forms of ID. You should, if you have access and you can do it, do the microchip. It is really, really good and very useful. Just a regular ID tag, whether it's a Twigo tag or a metal tag or whatever, put it on him and register your pet with the municipality of your neighborhood. I know there's a lot of rural communities that may or may not require, but it's a very good thing to be registered with your community.
So I love the fact that you're talking about the combination of the three forms of IDs. Folks, we're talking, Janine is talking actually about having a chip, the microchip, and then of course the tag. We're talking to Janine today from Twigo Tags, which is a tag that has no noise, folks, and very cool strategy that you can actually personalize the tag with a ballpoint pen. And there's a process so that it locks in the ink, but that allows the pet family to have a couple of different tags with different information on it, for example, for your dog walker, your pet sitter. You can change it up when you're going on vacation, having your cell phone on there instead, you know, another tag that has your cell phone on there instead of your home or work number. And Jenny was also talking about making sure the information is always updated and, of course, registering with your local municipality if your municipality has that kind of a registry service. Janine, thank you so much for being a problem solver. You saw an issue, noisy tags, and, you know, create a solution. I think that's just fabulous.
Oh, thank you. And can I mention one other thing?
You bet.
Awesome. So while the tag has many, many different uses, and you can use it to put any medical conditions that your pet has on it as well, if you don't want to use it as an ID, or you can have a couple, But the other part is the style.
So
with the silicone, you can actually get different designs, different colors, different shapes. So we really went after a personality. Why can't your ID tag have a personality? Why can't it be fun and vibrant and everything? So we have a bone tie, the Royals, which is your crown. We have Free Spirit, which is reminiscent of a tattoo with heart with wings. And then we have our Super Pet, which is an ID, a badge, a Super Badge, Super Pet badge.
Wow.
So we got really fun and creative with that. And why not? You need to be useful, but you also need to appeal to the customer, the end user, the personality of the pet.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. I think I'm going to get the Super Badge for our Toby because he just is, I don't know, he's kind of my hero in life, and he just, I think he would think that he's pretty darn cool walking around with his Super Badge on, his Super Pet Badge.
That's right.
let's give out the webpage where people can find Twego tags and where they can order their own for their pets.
Sure. It's Twego tags, TWIGOTAGS.com. And great news, Canada has been a great early adopter of Twego tags. And
awesome.
You can find them in several locations throughout Canada. If you go to the website on the, I believe it's a retail, it says retail locations, click there and you can find where you can buy them in Canada as well. So we're
excellent.
In many states in the U.S. as well.
Wonderful. Well, folks, we've been talking to Janine, who is with Twego Tags, an incredible tag for your pet, great for cats, great for dogs, helps them get home safely, and the tag can be personalized, so you can put health information on that or a different phone number, and, of course, they come in all different kinds of styles, from the bone tie to the Super Pet, which is like a badge. Again, and, of course, they are at Twego Tags. That's T-W-I-G-O, tags, T-A-G-S.com. Janine, thanks so much for creating this tag for pets and their pet families and for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Lots of fun talking to you. And, folks, that was Janine with Twego Tags.
Well, I love a product that doesn't jingle in the middle of the night and wake you up like some of those dog tags do. Great interview with Janine. And let's talk a little bit about staying on track and helping your team if your team gets lost. Janine was talking about helping prevent our dogs from getting lost, and if they did, we can get them home safely and quickly. Sometimes teams fall off track. They get lost. They lose their way from their mission statement and their goals and their values, and how do we get them back on track? Well, you know, a lot of my inspiration for lessons comes from our dog, Toby, and one of the things that I love about walking him is that we're actually living in a new community right now, so we take him for lots of walks and orientate him to the surroundings and make sure that if he did take off, he could find his way back home. One of the things that I find so amusing about Toby when we're walking him is that he just is so, so curious. And that is such an important skill for a team. In fact, I remember years ago when I used to work in the field of dispute resolution, I was a mediator working in the corporate arena. And we used to talk to team members about the importance of curiosity so that they could learn more about the people they were in conflict with. And, you know, part of that is asking lots and lots of questions, open-ended questions. So when our team gets lost, one of the things we want to do is use curiosity to figure out what's going on, why the change, and how can I build on past successes to bring this team forward and get them back on track? Another tip for bringing your team back on track, and I know full well that with our dog Toby, I have to communicate clearly. He has no idea what I'm asking him, and he has to guess if I don't communicate clearly and succinctly. So when our team is off track, communicate regularly and clearly. And another thing we can do is make sure that we know the corporate vision, mission, and values, that we talk about them, and that we actually know how to put them in practice. And part of that comes through consistency. with Toby if I'm not consistent with the rules. Boy, oh boy, does it set us up for challenge and failure. So we have to be consistent not only in the language we're using, the message we're giving, but even in our expectations so that we're consistent, people know what to expect, and that there's a lot of commitment to the goals of the organization, to the mission and values. You know, I find a lot of times as a professional speaker going into companies to help inspire their teams or even build their teams, and I'll ask, what are your company values? What are your company vision statements? What are your corporate goals? And I frequently kind of get a look of confusion or a blank stare, and someone will often get up and go to another room and bring back a white binder. And the challenge with that is that that's a clear demonstration that the team is not on track with the company vision, mission, and values. They've got to be something that we can recite, that we can actually use in our conversation and demonstrate in action. So there you have it, a few tips for helping your team if your team gets on off track, and needs to find their way a little bit. This is Tuesday Travel Show with Positive Radio. I'm Charmaine Hammond, your host. And, of course, standing by is my co-host, Toby the Dog, Chesapeake Bay Retriever. Amazing lessons that this dog teaches us. Of course, we have a new format on Positive Radio. Wednesdays is Wellness Wednesdays. We have a great show lined up for tomorrow. I do hope you can join in us. And then Thursdays are Toby Tales, all kinds of things going on Thursdays. Fridays is Foster Fridays. Lots of you have adopted a pet from a rescue or a shelter. We're going to hear some stories about Forever Families and also some of the wonderful organizations that are doing such great work to help these pets find their Forever Families. And then the schedule repeats. Mondays is Motivational Mondays, and you heard the rest of the week. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook. Our handle there is The Original Team Toby. Post your comments about motivation or travel with your pets or wellness tips, what you're doing to help your dog stay healthy. Share your foster and adoption stories. You can also do that on Twitter, Team Toby and the number 2. And, of course, our website is theoriginalteamtoby.com. You can find out more about Toby, our Paws Across Canada tour that launches in 1 month, October 20th. Starting in Saskatchewan. We're really excited about that, and sure hope we can come and visit your school, workplace, or community organization. Thank you so much for listening. Please share the show with others that you think will be interested, and until next week, let's be kind to one another.